This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi in a short while. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 began in New Delhi today. It is the first ever global artificial intelligence or AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The five-day summit positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event, including the presidents of France, Brazil, Spain, Switzerland, and Sri Lanka. On commencement of the event today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to the country for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is a proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said India's rapidly expanding creator economy is being powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. During a conversation in a session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted the transformative impact of AI across sectors. Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananthanageshwaran has said India can lead globally by aligning AI adoption with mass employability through education reform. Mr. Nageshwaran was speaking at the Future of Employability and AI session during the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi.
For India, this is not a debate about the future of work. It is a decision about the future of growth, social stability, and cohesion. We must act and act now. The first step begins with a reform of our education and pedagogy and the teaching and the imparting of foundational skills.
CEO of EdgeWerve, Satish Sitaramaya, said AI will act as a faster capability multiplier and a lifelong learning ability will be the core mantra to tide over the AI wave. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today visited the gas turbine research establishment of the Defence Research and Development Organisation in Bengaluru and reviewed the progress of the ongoing projects related to indigenous military gas turbine engine development. During his visit, he was briefed on various projects under development, collaboration with Indian industry, academia and research institutions, and the support being extended to the armed forces. The Defence Minister also visited an exhibition showcasing indigenous engines and their components. Minority Affairs Ministry today organized an orientation cum training program for Hajj deputationists for the year 2026 in New Delhi. Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian inaugurated the event. It marked the commencement of preparations for Hajj 2026, during which around 1.75 lakh Indian pilgrims will undertake the pilgrimage. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan defeated United Arab Emirates by 5 wickets in a Group D clash in Delhi this afternoon. Afghanistan overhauled the target of 161 runs in 19.2 overs, losing 5 wickets. Earlier put into bat, UAE posted 160 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In Group C, matches underway between England and Italy in Kolkata. England won the toss and opted to bat. In Group B, Australia will take on host Sri Lanka at Palikele at 7 this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, witnessed a strong rally today. The Sensex climbed 650 points or 0.79% to close at 83,277. And that is the end of this news bulletin.